Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a beautiful Friday Eve. It really is. It's just gorgeous, and I guess it's going to be this way for the most part. I'm going to say the next week or so. Tomorrow's going to have a few more clouds than rays of sunshine, but otherwise, boy, sunny, highs, tickling 80 degrees. I'll take that. No, I really will. I'm perfectly okay with that. Our buddy Dr. Keith Ablo is going to be along at 5:35. I want to try and get inside his head a little bit about what he took from some of the goofy comments from this Tim Walz character the other night. 45 million people actually watched the vice presidential debate. That's a lot of people for a vice presidential debate. Did it change anybody's mind? I don't know. Does anybody really vote for vice president? Maybe there are a couple of people. Maybe some of those people who are on the edge. Well, I don't like Donald Trump because he had a mean tweet 10 years ago. But boy, I sure did like his policies. Those really worked. But it's really tough to vote for. There are people like that. Maybe J.D. Vance is exactly what they needed to see and hear. Maybe they're thinking, oh, okay, well, I can do this now. I hope so. I really do, because I don't want to sound too hyperbolic, but I believe the future of this nation depends on this election. We have the longshoremen striking right now. They want a 50% pay increase. That's good, right? Now, the argument is they haven't had a contract in a while. That's also true. But their jobs are, at this point, 100% doable by robots, AI, technology. It's a little bit like being the guy who makes the buggy whips when Henry Ford's horseless carriage starts making its appearance. You only got a few years left at that point, right? So the longshoremen are in a battle right now, a fight for their very jobs, which they're not going to win. They can't win, because their jobs are no longer needed. Those particular jobs. Longshoremen used to be called stevedores even before that. These were strong guys. That was the only requirement to become a longshoreman. You certainly didn't need any education or any real training. You needed really strong arms and a strong back. And if you could do that, you could lift a bunch of stuff and move it from there to there, boom, you were the guy. Well, that's not the way this happens anymore. These are all container ships now, right? There's no loose storage of anything. It's all containerized. And those massive ships might have 100, 200, 300, more than that. I don't know. I'll have to send a note to Tom Leonard. Seriously, Tom knows about those things. How many containers you would find on a container ship. But you don't need people now. There are no groups of strong guys picking up those big containers. This can all be done with technology. I've been at a couple of events recently where AI was the subject of discussion. A subject of discussion for broadcast, you know, for this this profession. And it's kind of interesting to see the way that it's playing out. There were discussions about AI taking over certain sort of menial tasks in the broadcast world. Well, that makes sense, right? Do you need a real live human being to generate records or logs or enter sales or schedule commercials? Well, the answer is no, you don't. You absolutely do not need a human being to do that. And so those jobs are very quickly going to go away, and they will be replaced with artificial intelligence. Then you pivot. Do you need artificial intelligence for broadcast operations? Depends on what sort of broadcasting you're doing. Do you need them for news? You don't. You don't need human beings for that. You can have a smart AI project that basically functions in the large language model that is an aggregator of news stories. Now, you're still going to need a human being to tell it what's going to be interesting and why it's relatable, why we would want that here. And then that source could put that all together. Well, where's the human being? Well, the human being, in my opinion, remains that person who says, that's not really a good story for us, or that's not for our listeners, or that's not even in this area, because that's still going to be a human function. So you can't do away with the human beings in that area completely. And I would argue that if you've got good, solid news people, as an example, you don't want AI doing that. You want them to utilize AI to help find stories, to help find sound. Totally legitimate use of AI. But you don't want to replace them with AI. What about other broadcast functions? What about the, quote, proverbial disc jockey, right? We've talked about that so many times. I, for one, am always a little taken aback when somebody says, oh, you're a DJ. No, I'm not. AI is already being used and taking the jobs of disc jockeys, those people who would sit there and say, hey, that was a song, here's another song. And by the way, I didn't write the song, I didn't sing on the song, I got no connection to the song, but you're going to love the song. Those folks are already being replaced. And I'm kind of pointing over here at my my laptop like I'm pointing to Jeremy. Jeremy was with me at one of these conferences, right, Jerm? We heard examples of the AI DJ, and people apparently love the AI DJ. I think that's hysterical, really. But those jobs you're going to have to look at. What about talk show hosts, right? I mean, I suppose I'm a little biased in this, but I'm not going to be doing this for the rest of my life. I've been doing it for 33 years. We're on the other end of it. You know what I mean? And now, like, if you were going into this today, you'd really have to be concerned about AI. But we were told, Jerm will back me up on this, we were told that because there are so many variables here in what your opinion might be, what your insight might be, your lifetime of experiences would be, that it's going to be very difficult to replicate that with AI. So maybe the talk radio community still has a couple of years left in it. That'd be nice. But the longshoremen, I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. Your jobs are going away very, very rapidly. And I understand you don't want to be made obsolete. You don't want to be made redundant, as the British say. The British have such nice ways of saying things, although we've got bless your heart, so I guess paybacks. But your jobs as longshoremen are going away. And there's nothing that you can do about it. You can complain, and you can strike as you are. You're only getting more people angry at you and less people who are willing to stand and support you. You're making people's lives miserable, and that is not a good way to engender a lot of support. But that is a job that will sooner rather than later be performed 100% with technology. So what are we going to do? I don't know the answer to it. I know you're thinking, well, all right, well, what's the payoff here? There is no payoff. I am sharing it with you because I do not know what the ultimate solution is on that. I don't know. We'll see, I suppose. But I think there are tougher times in store for us. Joe Biden is in a very interesting situation right about now. Now, you don't like Joe Biden, I don't like Joe Biden, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But Joe Biden gave his entire life in service. No, not to the nation. Oh, God forbid. No, he didn't. He gave it in service to the Democrat Party. And then the Democrat Party went and, they pushed him off a cliff. Because they saw terrible poll numbers and they watched his miserable performance in a debate against President Trump. So they push him over the side. They force him out. They select Kamala Harris. Now, remember, this is the party that wants you to believe Donald Trump is a threat to democracy, but they themselves ignore the votes of millions of their own enrolled members to force a candidate on you. And now she is polling lower than Joe Biden. If Joe Biden utilizes his authority under Taft-Hartley, he could order the striking longshoremen back to work, and your life and my life would fundamentally return to normal. But it would also help his replacement, Kamala Harris. I think Joe Biden is a very bitter man. I think he's a very angry man. And I think he is absolutely looking at a payback. Because he's going to position this as, I'm going to stand with the unions. I'm the most pro-union president in history. And tough O if that costs Kamala Harris a whole bunch of support. I'm just spitballing here. It is 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 5:22, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Friday Eve. We've got our good buddy, Dr. Keith Ablow, joining us in a couple of moments. Had a lot of folks reach out and say, hey, Jeff, what's the deal in the book? You're talking about that book you contributed a chapter to. Is it out? Is it out? It is. We had a soft launch. The Kindle version is available right now if you want it. I think it's 99 cents. And everybody's asking you to write a review. So you can look for Elevate and Empower. Or is it Empower and Elevate? Man, I should know these things, shouldn't I? Well, I didn't name the whole...
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Book. I just wrote a chapter. Hang on, I'll tell you. I'm only mildly embarrassed, but when you set the bar low, it's easier to hit it. Elevate and Empower is the book. Elevate and Empower. You can find it on Amazon. Again, it's the Kindle version. It's 99 cents. They're throwing it out there so that everybody can take a look at it, write a review. You'll want to go past, just go to chapter 10. That's my chapter. I think you're going to like it. All right. We need politicians in this country like Pierre Poilievre, who is the leader of the Conservative Party of Canada. You know why? Well, take a listen to cut number two.
Are you going to let me answer the question, or are you just going to heckle on behalf of Justin Trudeau? Which is it?
I would love the answer.
Great. Our party does not support tax dollars for media outlets, because that's when we end up with biased media like you, who come here and articulate the PMO talking points rather than delivering real news to the Canadian people.
Wow! Now, the PMO, that's the Prime Minister's office. It's a little bit like, the White House. They say the PMO. That's what they say. So that guy right there is positioned to be the next Prime Minister of Canada. Yeah. So hopefully he'll be successful. This Justin Trudeau's been there, I think it's now 10 years. And everything gets old after 10 years, right? Like, politically, well, I don't know, maybe everything gets old. You leave a piece of cheese in the fridge for 10 years, it's, even my sloppy salad, my soggy salad gets a little old after a while. Oh, speaking of old and confused, Tim Walz would like to be the Vice President of the United States, but he does want you to know he's a knucklehead. What a zany guy. Cut number five.
Walls struggling when pressed about his past claim that he was visiting China during the 1989 Tiananmen Square crackdown, when in fact he did not arrive until months later.
I've not been perfect, and I'm a knucklehead at times. All I said on this was, is I got there that summer and misspoke on this. So I will just, that's what I've said. So I was in Hong Kong and China during the democracy protest went in. And from that, I learned a lot of what needed to be in governance.
Except, dude, that's not what you said. Far be it for me, because, you know, sometimes I'm just a knucklehead. But that's not what you said. First, you told people you were at Tiananmen Square. Well, that one got real quickly dismissed. Then you said, oh, no, what I meant to say, I was in Hong Kong when all that stuff was happening in Tiananmen Square. Well, there are newspaper articles with him in Nebraska during the Tiananmen Square situation. So he is a knucklehead. I'm going to give him that one. Absolutely, he's a knucklehead. But you know what else he is? He's a hardcore socialist. He is a revolutionary progressive. And he is a confirmed liar. Oh, and he's a knucklehead. So, I mean, by all means, let's make him vice president, right? You are out of your ever-loving minds. 526, Jeff Katz, News Radio W. 535, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is gorgeous. There's no other way to describe it. It's beautiful. Still got a little bit of sunshine. The temperature is fine, 75 degrees. The humidity is not terrible. It's a good day. Tomorrow's going to be another good day. We got a couple of good days in store for us, which is great. We're also, what, about 32 days away from the election? And that's the actual election day. I mean, for us, in our Commonwealth, started like 2 weeks ago with early voting. We have a whole election season now. And it is neck and neck. It is as close as it's ever been. And that shouldn't be the case. Oh, no. I mean, from my perspective, obviously, Donald Trump should be winning in a landslide. But we know that's not going to happen, right? People have been cowed into fear to say that they are supporting Donald Trump. So he's always underrepresented in the polls. And there are a lot of people, I think, who are in a position to say, oh, I want to be able to say I voted for the first serious black woman candidate because it's going to check a couple of things off the box. But are you going to really vote for disastrous policies? I don't know. I just don't know. Our good friend, Dr. Keith Abloh, joins us on Friday Eve, and we talk about any number of things, and it varies week to week, but Keith has a very, very, very good nose for political stuff in addition to all the other stuff, and we're just always happy to welcome here. Keith, thank you for being here, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jeff.
My pleasure. Oh, and maybe before I don't want to forget, L'shana tova, Chaver. I'm happy this new year maybe is a good one, right?
I would like to think that, and I hope that's the case for you and yours and all your listeners.
Well, very, very kind. I want you to put on your political hat, because you wrote a great book, which I want people to get. The lessons are still so unbelievably clear about President Trump. Keith, remind everybody of the book, and then give us an example of what President Trump right now might be doing as he's looking at the polls that say, hey, you're right in there. It's neck and neck across the country.
Well, the book is Trump Your Life, and it takes 25 really important traits of the president, and it brings them alive for people so that they can internalize them and become stronger, not just from watching the president do amazing things like stand up and say fight, fight, fight after being shot, which is amazing, but really dissect what is it about the man that allows him to do that. And so what is he thinking right now? He's thinking, we're not stopping for anything. He's thinking, I have faith, right, which is anathema to those on the left who see no higher power than, you know, faking voting machines, let's say.
Yep.
Right? And so I think that really, in order to be that man, you really do need to have a connection to something you see as greater than yourself. He's accused of being a narcissist by people who really don't understand that you can't do what he's doing out of ego. It's really impossible, people. I mean, I hope they'll trust me as a psychiatrist. You can't do it out of ego. You won't be able to summon the fortitude. You'll throw in the towel. You'll say, look, I've got tons of money. I don't have to do this. I don't want to be, God forbid, shot again. And so what he's doing is a demonstration of having faith that there's some destiny for him. And I believe that he believes that for the country. And he sees the two as entwined. Mm-hmm. And isn't that the story of lots of great figures from history? They saw themselves as threaded with the fabric of a great idea or ideal, in this case, the notion of America as a place of autonomy and freedom, not servitude, not communism. That's right. And that's his role right now, and I think he's embraced it.
You are, as per usual, Keith, you're absolutely correct, and much of what inspires President Trump is found in your book. There's so many lessons, and I'm going to ask you again to give the name of the book, because I think it is... No, seriously, and here's why.
Thank you.
Not just selfish, me on behalf of you, but I do want you to sell the book. But no, I look at President Trump right now, and I think there's a whole new group of people looking at President Trump, and they're kind of scratching their heads, Keith, and going, okay, you've been shot at once. Well, you've been shot once. You have a guy who wants to shoot at you the second time. People are calling you all sorts of terrible things. You enter this with a whole slew of money, and after serving, you have less money. You're the subject of all sorts of insults and ridicule. They are trying to figure out why he's doing it. Now, you gave a good glimpse, but seriously, tell everybody that book again, because I want them to get it, because they can read firsthand what's behind him.
Well, it's Trump Your Life, and you know, you can get it on Amazon, Trump Your Life. Anybody who's listening probably understands that, of course, right, because we all go through periods in our lives that are periods of adversity.
Yep.
They're trials.
Yeah.
Nobody escapes this life unscathed. I've never met anybody.
Yep.
And that's what I love about the craft of psychiatry, is that when you really commune with people about the painful chapters, mm-hmm. you learn that people are pretty lovable because they've gone through things.
Yeah.
And anyone who's listening, and that's everybody, who's gone through things, what you want to be able to do, and what I hope the book will help people to do, is to say, that's true. That's tremendously painful. But even amidst that pain, I have some decisions to make that could allow me to be victorious amidst the suffering, amidst the trials. And one of the ways is to say, I'm not going to stop efforting for the good. And, you know, that example, by the way, the example of people not giving up and showing great love, usually for others, by the way, mm-hmm. despite tremendous adversity, is in and of itself a huge victory, because other people see you doing that, and it's contagious, in the best way, contagious. So if you're going through tremendously hard times, yes, it can be tremendously painful, whether they're economic troubles or, God forbid, health troubles. But if you can allow your kids, brother, sister, parents mm-hmm. to see you standing tall regardless, you've won.
Yeah.
Why? Because you love those people. And none of your effort is going to be wasted.
Right.
It's all going to be internalized by the people who see you doing that. And by you, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And even therefore confronting these really dark days, you can shine. It doesn't mean you won't be in pain. It means you will supersede the pain.
Right.
You'll get above it. You'll rise above, which I think is what Donald Trump is showing us.
Yep.
You can come at him a million different ways. He's not going to stop.
That's right.
And that is an incredible lesson for people out there, because, again, are we necessarily being sued by 50 different courts and people aren't shooting at us, thank God, most of us.
Right.
So So, but in our own lives, there are the metaphors for that. You know, there are people who disappoint us. There are people who are unfair to us. Right. And if you can say that, listen, I wish it weren't the case, but it's not going to stop me. And why won't it? Well, because you're connected to something bigger than your ego. That's what his opponents don't understand. He's connected to something bigger than ego. Otherwise, he would have been stopped a long time ago.
Wow.
The 12-cylinder engine under the hood cannot be ego. That's the 6-cylinder or 4-cylinder engine in the Pinto.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You hit it, it explodes.
Right.
Right? This is not that. This is the 12-cylinder turbocharged engine. What is that? It's connected to much higher powers than any individual ego possibly could be.
You know, Keith, you offer an insight there that everybody on the left is going to disagree with. Everybody in the mainstream legacy media is going to, oh, no, it's all ego. It's all ego. But you, point by point, again, with your education, your experience, oh, no, that's exactly why that's not the case. And so many of us, I'm going to include myself, because when he first came down the escalator, I thought, eh, I don't think he's really running. A lot of people just had an incorrect perception, did an improper analysis, maybe have come to love him. Again, that's me. But it is that idea that this is about more than him, and that's why he doesn't stop. It's not ego.
That's right.
I'm just thrilled to hear you say that.
And listen, again, for anybody listening, for myself, for you, and you've done it, right, with the radio. You love it. You love it. You love it. Find that thing in your life that you can serve with that kind of energy.
Yep.
So that you would say, listen, no matter what happens, for me, I could be in the hospital, God forbid. Mm-hmm. I'm still going to want a piece of paper and a slim pencil. I'm going to want to write something. Right? Find that thing inside you that you would do no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to quit your job today and go run and be an actor or be a politician. But start a little bit.
Right.
Start a little bit. A poem. Write one tonight. It doesn't matter. You're going to say, oh, it's not going to be that good. We don't care. We care that you serve the muse.
Oh.
Serve your best, highest instincts about your gift. And when you do that, what the world's learning is it's pretty hard to stop a guy who isn't acting just out of ego, who really is wired to a higher power.
I love
pretty that. Hard to stop that guy.
Sure is.
The Keith. Pharaohs learned that.
Exactly. Well, that's where we're going to leave it. Shana Tov, my friend. That is Dr. Keith Abloh. KeithAbloh.com is his website. As I told you, there's a million different things that Keith's involved in, art and writing and coaching. I mean, he's a true Renaissance man. But I want you to go to Amazon.com and get that book, Trump Your Life. These are life lessons. It's a relatively easy read, but man, are you going to be smarter at the end of that book, Trump Your Life, over on Amazon. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRV.
Out on the porch with a coffee cup, Jeff Katz and Pixie, they given up. The world's a mess, but they stand tall, watching the news so we don't have to at all. MSNBC.
You're welcome. No, really. I got to do something. So that's what I do. It's probably a masochistic streak. That whole song. You going to put that up somewhere, Jerm? Why don't we get a link for it? We'll put it all up. It's a whole song that Jeremy and his robot army composed about me and my senior executive producer, Pixie, watching MSNBC. Whew. Yeah. Garth Brooks. Holy moly. Did you see this? Garth Brooks now being accused of rape? Yeah.
Come on, man.
No, by a makeup artist that worked initially for his wife, Trisha Yearwood, and then worked for him. And the woman claims that he committed sexual assault and battery. Another story said rape back in 2019. All right. Well, we'll see how it all plays out. I mean, anybody, I guess, can file a lawsuit I don't know if that's going to be more than this or not. Now, we got a couple of things that are going to go in our soggy salad category. I do apologize about that, but...
Good grief.
I know, but come on, it was only 2 out of 107, so that's not bad. I think my batting average is absolutely getting a little bit better. I saw a story yesterday, and I just wanted to share it with you. The editor of Mother Jones, which is that big left-wing publication that... I don't know if anybody still reads it, but she is outraged. She was on an airplane flight, and the flight attendant wished everybody a blessed night. She is offended. She said it's creeping Christian nationalism. Yeah. Okay. Well, let me say this to you. I wish you a blessed night, and boy, do I hope that annoys her. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., my dear friend John Reed's going to be here. Make sure you join John first thing in the morning. Have a fantastic evening. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.